Joining us on the live line from Washington, D.C. with the Department of Labor on the federal level is Al Robinson. Good morning, Al.
Good morning to you all.
How are you?
You're well on a pretty day out there?
Well, we have clouds.
Okay.
It's unusual for this time of year. We normally have searing heat.
Okay. Well, we have a little of that here.
Tell us a little bit about the federal changes to the overtime rules, which went into effect yesterday.
Okay. These rules will strengthen the overtime rights for 6.7 million working Americans across the country. They are updated regulations for white-collar exemptions for executive, administrative, and professional employees. So they don't apply to people who are paid by the hour, because you have to be salaried for to be classified as exempt. They don't apply to people who perform manual labor or blue-collar workers because, again, it's a white-collar definition, a white-collar regulation. It's sort of a narrow, I guess, scope because the Fair Labor Standards Act says that you get minimum wage, and I know in Washington you have a higher minimum wage and you're entitled to overtime for hours in excess of 40 at time and a half your regular rate.
Now,
go ahead.
Well, the state laws, if they are higher than this new federal standard, would be in effect.
That's correct. The FLSA is very explicit that states may pass, and they have, Washington being one of them, standards or requirements, minimum wage amounts that are more protective than the federal standards, and if that's the case, then you certainly need to be more cognizant of the state requirements.
All right. Now, how many people are moving into this new overtime pay system that is being set up by the Department of Labor?
Well, as I mentioned, the overtime rights are being strengthened for 6.7 million Americans because we've raised the salary requirement from $155 per week to $455 per week. So in other words, anybody making only up to $155 per week was guaranteed overtime. Now, anyone making up to $455 per week is guaranteed overtime. So that is the biggest increase in the history of these regulations.
Now, on the other side of the coin, are some people being removed from the possibility of getting overtime?
Our estimates indicate that there's possibly 107,000 individuals who are earning $100,000 or more, basically six-figure incomes, who could possibly be classified as exempt, who are not exempt today. In other words, who were receiving overtime may not be eligible for overtime under the new regulations. But by a large measure, the greatest number of people will gain overtime protections. And for that group in between, the 23,660 and the $100,000, their eligibility will be determined on their duties requirements, and the duties are different for each exemption, the executive, administrative, or professional.
Well, the AFL-CIO doesn't seem to go along with some of those numbers. They're claiming that up to 6 million people may be removed from the possibility of getting overtime. Your answer?
That is a continuation of misinformation they started before last year, frankly. For example, they claim there are 2.3 million team leaders who automatically will lose overtime, and the data do not bear that out. Anyone who is quote-unquote leading a team still must satisfy a duties test, and they are ignoring the fact that just because you have a job title doesn't mean you have to. They're saying that just because you have a job title, you don't have to satisfy a duties test. That's not true. So we have these duties tests that are on the books that will determine that people are entitled to overtime, and a job title will not make you eligible for overtime. They claim that police and firefighters and other first responders will lose overtime. That's not correct. We have, for the first time, affirmatively recognize that they're entitled to overtime, and under the old regulations, and they will continue to be eligible for overtime under these final regulations. So there's some misinformation being spread around, and we're trying to help clarify things.
And Al, as far as the rule that went into effect on Monday of this week,
yes,
basically, does it just affect the white collar worker, or are there some lower paid workers putting in over 40 hours that also will be affected by a possible pay increase?
Well, again, you have to look at the salary threshold of $23,660 is where you need to start, and anyone making above that, you would need to evaluate their duties. For example, an exempt executive employee must be performing three functions. They got to be managing, they have to be supervising, and they have to have authority to hire and fire. That last element is a new component. It's never been in the short test before. So we've actually strengthened the requirements so that people will be construed to be eligible for overtime rather than being classified as exempt executive.
Now, when the rules went into effect, did this take into account that that some firms may decide to cut their workforce as a result of the new overtime rules?
I'm not sure I'll follow your question exactly.
Well, in terms of overtime, now some will say that the fact that they actually be making more money, that many companies would in fact cut back their workforce to make up the difference.
I guess anecdotally, when we evaluate and statistically, when we evaluated the available data for the impact of this, we didn't. That was not seen as a an option or a possibility. Most of this is that people would be reevaluated with little impact on people earning between $23,660 and $100,000, with a little bit impact on those earning in excess of $100,000.
And these changes basically as a result of cost of living increases?
Well, there's never been a cost of living in index for this salary level. Congress has rejected cost of living indexing of the minimum wage. So the purpose of updating this regulation is to pick a salary level that is reflective of the marketplace and not just to adjust it based on an artificial index.
And a final question for you, Walmart litigation, we've heard a lot about their overtime, some employees with the class action suit. Will the new overtime rules affect that in court?
No, it won't. But you've raised a good point. What we've done is update these regulations for the workplace of the 21st century. We brought certainty and clarity for employers and employees. Hopefully it'll reduce those areas where it's been the focus of litigation so that people will know their rights and obligations and won't have to resort to going to the courthouse to figure it out.
Al, we want to thank you for joining us.
Appreciate it.
Al Robinson joining us with the Department of Labor on 610 Information.